Today we have the parable of the sower and the seed. And it's such a wonderful parable for us to reflect upon because the four different kinds of soil in which the seed is planted represent the four different kinds of souls that are in the world. So just replace the letter I in soil with the letter U in soul, and you'll see the four different kinds of souls that the Lord is talking about. Remember Bishop Keating, who ordained me 22 years ago, he gave a homily on this. Many would think when I was in the seminary, and he describes how it says a large crowd was pressing on Jesus so much. They were on the shore. Jesus was standing on the shore of the sea, and they kept coming closer and closer. He kept backing into the water. So he actually got into the boat, this wooden boat, which became his pulpit. And then Jesus had everybody sit down, and he gave this sermon from the boat. And the bishop described perhaps the scene was as the Lord was teaching, and he held all these hundreds or thousands of people on the shore listening to him as he was sitting in the boat. He looked up on the hillside behind the shore, and he could see a farmer going out to sow, and he had a satchel of seed, and he was up on the hill. He was scattering this seed, and perhaps that gave the Lord the idea of this parable. And so he describes the four different kinds of soil. First is the soil that is so hard that the seed cannot even penetrate into the soil, and it just remains on top, and the birds come and snatch it away and eat it before it even has a chance to sink in. The second kind of soil is this, what's called rocky ground or shallow soil. This would be a little layer of soil on top of maybe a rock, so that the seed immediately takes hold because there's moisture there and it begins to sprout. But because of the layer of rock right underneath the shallow soil, it cannot set down roots, and so it's so shallow that as soon as the sun comes up or bad weather, it destroys the young plant. And the third kind of soil is good soil, and the seed begins to grow, but then it says it gets choked off because of the thorns. But then the fourth kind of soil is the good, deep, rich soil, that once that seed is planted, produces 30, 60, and 100-fold. So the apostles were sort of confused, and so the Lord sits down and explains this parable to them. And so he explains that the seed is the Word of God, or God's grace that he wants to give people, the Word of God, the good news, the gospel message, for example. But then you have the heart of heart, where it's like talking to a brick wall, right? You try to explain something, and it does not even penetrate into their heart. And those are the heart of heart. And the devil comes immediately and just snatches it away. I always think that perhaps this bird, of course, represents the devil. And perhaps this represents countries where the gospel message was preached, but you know, communism just snatched it away. These countries where they were given the message, but the devil used these evil regimes like communism or Nazis or socialism or Marxism, and they just stole away the faith before it had a chance really to penetrate into their hearts. And then you have the soil, which is very shallow. And this is people that join RCIA, and they're so excited the first couple weeks, but then they fall away, right? You know, because there's no depth. Or people that become Christians or become Catholics, but then they drift away because they don't have any roots. They don't know the faith as well as they should. And when persecution comes, or trial and tribulation, or Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses evangelize them, they drift away. Because this would be, let's say, the church in South America, the church in Latin America. This is referring to maybe those who are baptized but not catechized. They have the faith, but it's not deep enough. And somebody comes up and says, "You worship Mary. Why do you call priests father? Why do you do this?" And they don't know. And they're taken away because they don't have the depth of knowledge. because their faith is just in an infant stage. And then you have the third kind of souls, which perhaps applies to the church in America and the church in Europe, the wealthy nations of the world, where the soil was good, but then it says materialism, things choke it away, the cares of the world, worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, the craving for other things, material things, chokes off the spiritual life of so many. Where so many could have become great saints, they get choked off because of materialism, paganism, hedonism, whatever it might be. These are referring to maybe our college students with all the temptations of the world that are trying to choke them, choke their spiritual life. But then the Lord says, some seed will fall on good soil. And that's hopefully what we want to be, because we want to cultivate the soil of our life, to not be hard of heart, to have a deep, thorough knowledge of our faith, not to be caught up in materialism, but to be focused on our spiritual life. This is the good soil that we're called to be. We're called to be that soil that produces 30, 60, or 100 fold. And that is our prayer, that we take to heart these words of the gospel and then make sure we combat these other temptations. And if you notice, it's also interesting that you could say that these first three kinds of souls are tempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil, right? The first one is the devil, the little bird that comes and snatches it away. And then you have the world, the lure of riches and worldly things. And then you have the weakness of the flesh. So the world, the flesh, and the devil are the three things that are the enemies of the soul to produce 30, 60, and 100 fold.